Should I say, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. I love the holiday season, you know. It gives me a warm reminder that Santa might put a vaccine in my stocking. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go freaking nuts. Broadcasting live from the future. That's right. Anybody listening to this live on air right now, it's already tomorrow where I am. So we're bringing you some very, very up-to-date news. You understand? And, no, I'm just joking. The island-chained nation of New Zealand, sitting pretty in the sunny, slave South Pacific. America is a huge country. Most people in the world don't actually realize just how gargantuan it is. They also don't realize the complexity of the culture. It's not all just food and booze and getting beaten up by billy club wielding coppers. There's a rich heritage, a long history, and a deep sense of patriotism. And patriotism does not have a four-year shelf life. But fortunately, politicians do. And it's the media, and I'm starting to talk about the alternative media now, the people who are actually getting on the airwaves who are telling the truth, some of which have been doing it for quite some time and have learned many, many things in that time, most of which the average person would recoil in horrid fear and terror at the mere conception and will psychologically block it out because it's just that nasty. So these people who managed to do this for a very long time and retain some form of sanity and managed to remain decent people are not only rare, but they are very valuable, kind of like platinum truthers. One of which I have with me today, his name is Jack Blood from Deadline Live. Jack, welcome to the program.
Happy Christmas, Vinny. War is over. At least that's what they're saying in the news.
Really? Well, I saw an interesting article yesterday, Jack. They have now legalized and regulated pot in Sweden.
And not only did they legalize it, they're not regulating it, really, and you can grow it in your backyard. See, this is what I want for this country, not a new sin tax or something else that the government can get its hands on and push to little children, but something that just naturally grows in your backyard like tomatoes. And good for them. I'm in. Count me in. There's many reasons why Switzerland looks better every day.
Yeah, I think it's actually Sweden, but
Switzerland too.
Both of them did.
But then they're going to tell you that some insane shooter went and killed a bunch of kids because he was smoking the pot out of his backyard in Sweden.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be the different thing at all from somebody, you know, who goes and shoots up an entire freaking school because they're out of their gosh dang mind on Prozac.
But you know, the Swedish shooter, or the Norwegian shooter, and the
Freemason.
Hey, listen, there's a big difference. Those two, Sweden and Norway, hate each other, okay? They both got Polish jokes, except insert Norwegian or Swede in there at some point. That Norwegian shooter, I mean, we remember how that happened, right? He was just going around shooting kids for an hour or two, and no one even came to stop him. Come on.
Not so much as a traffic chopper flyover.
Nothing, yeah. And then he was in two places at once. And, of course, just like all these other crazy shooters, Vinny, as you know, you can't have a trial because they're crazy. So we can't actually hear any of the evidence or get some discovery on what might have actually happened. A lot of people do care about that still. Well, not a lot, a few. What really happened? We'd like to know that, but they'll blame it on marijuana in Sweden now, and there'll be mass shootings and some kind of civil unrest, all because they grew a little plant in their backyard. But meanwhile, they're growing rows and rows and cities and cities and a whole country full of opium in Afghanistan. But
Well, you know, I think the law's never been up to the play with reflecting what the truth is.
The truth? There are many truths, as Bill Cooper said.
Mm.
And he was smart. That's true. That's the one thing that is true. There are many truths. I know it's confusing to people, but it depends on your perspective. For instance, you know, we've got an election going on here in this country right now, and all of the candidates think they are following the Constitution and know more about the Constitution than anyone else. They all have their own version of the Constitution, and they believe that is the truth. Now, does that make it the truth? I don't know. Who decides? These are esoteric and philosophical ideas, and I'm not here to start the show off on that path, but I'd like people to think about it, because it's the whole divide my yard, build a giant fence around my yard, don't talk to my neighbors because I know the truth and they don't, and if they don't, they're evil. They're the devil and they're retards and all the other names you get called. So, you know, we need to be a little more open-minded, and I'll just say that and shut up.
Well, I think you've really touched on something there that is very important and pertinent for a lot of people. And that's why I'm kind of starting to think about advocating for community gardens and whatnot, Jack, because there's heaps of real hungry people out there, and everybody needs good non-GMO organic food, and they all need some exercise, they all need some sun. So let's get a heck of a lot of people down there, and I don't know. Maybe when there ain't quite so much food around, or the food's so expensive you can't buy it, people will be very grateful that they have that massive garden that they put a heck of a lot of work in.
Long as you have a gun to protect it from the roaming hordes who won't know how to feed themselves when the grocery stores close. But you're exactly right, and not only is that, I know this word can be interpreted many ways, but sustainable is a word, it's in the dictionary, it isn't taken over by the greenie movement, it's a real word. And each piece of land can sustain itself with energy, with food, you know, hey, and that's been our problem all these years. And the powers that be wanted us to be hooked on the grocery stores and the telecommunications and the electric grids and the information cycles. And people are breaking free of this. I love, speaking of food, how there is a worldwide revolt against Monsanto and, you know, ConAg and all the rest, but Monsanto gets most of the publicity. something about being a saint. But, you know, people are rejecting this. Whole countries are kicking them out. And, you know, from Europe to Africa to Indonesia to South America, we're just one of the last vestiges. And this is something that people need to get real straight here. Part of the referendum we're having with this election, or the selection, as I call them, and we can get into that on the show if you want today, Vinny, is, you know, agriculture, food, agriculture. And this is all run by Monsanto in this country. And there's not one person, well, there is one person, there's only one person that would change that. I mean, that is really something to vote for. Send them packing, like people have been doing all around the world. Apparently, we're not up to the task yet, but I think we will be. And I talked to Karen Katowski today. We did I'm doing a podcast now. We did about a 2-hour discussion on things like this. And this is, she's running for Congress in Virginia here. And she's a Pentagon whistleblower. Great. If you don't know Karen Katowski, please check her out. She writes for Lou Rockwell and antiwar.com and some great online sites. But I mean, here's a candidate that's going, oh, what's my agriculture plan? Get rid of Monsanto. You know, I mean, it's not that hard.
It's not that hard. All you have to do is figure out that you want to be involved. And there's something I wanted to know about you, Jack. What actually got you involved in, you know, actively being a patriot?
Right. They put my dad in prison when I was 3 years old for marijuana. And he went to San Quentin and then McNeil Island with Charlie Manson and some other very dangerous mafia subjects. And he was just a kid. You know, when I came out, I was a blue baby. That means they had to put me right in the incubator. So I got put in jail like the second I came out into this world. So I've really always been like this. And 9/11 was the thing where I had to put my foot down and say no more. And look at what we've accomplished. I know people have a hard time with this, Vinny. They want these magic big wins overnight that they can put in their pocket or put under their Christmas tree. Ho, ho, ho. But it doesn't work like that. We win these incremental little battles on the front lines and city halls and legislatures and on the streets and at least in this country, and I think all over the world. And, you know, a lot of times you just don't notice it, but I just like people to think about how things would be if all of the activists just didn't do anything these last 10 years. Because now, in presidential elections in this country, they're talking about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. And it's just common. Now it's just accepted. Oh, they gave $16 trillion to J.P. Morgan and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds to bail them out for the money they stole from us. People know that now. They didn't know it just even a few years ago. I'm not taking credit for it, but we all deserve a little pat on the back here for these holidays, because this constant work all these years, every day, every hour of every day has got us somewhere. And, you know, I always try to take people from that to, all right, don't rest on your laurels. Let's figure out where we're going here, because we're actually we've run ahead of our supply lines here. we're like Patton. We weren't supposed to win so easily in some of these victories, and we've gone too far too fast. And maybe sometimes we need to sit back and go, all right, well, there's no Federal Reserve now. There's no income tax. What do you want instead? And, you know, these are some of the issues in our country. What are the big issues in your country, Vinny, in New Zealand? What are the big hot button issues that are on the table that you see some headway on?
Ooh, mate, it's pretty much all downhill right here, right now. We are getting... trading seeds, so much as a sunflower seed will be illegal. You will have private security forces with guns come onto your property if you're giving a turnip away to your neighbor or something like that. This food draconian legislation, incidentally, of course, majorly supported by Monsanto. And we have a reserve bank system that is printing out money like there's no tomorrow. We're bailing out all our massive corporations. There's huge police state laws coming in.
So there's that.
Does it sound familiar, Jack?
I can easily sit here and tell you what freedom doesn't look like. We have a lot of problems, too, as you know, but you cover this every day. But there are good things. I mean, you guys are getting somewhere and you're making progress. Or can you? I mean, because I just want everybody listening right now. And the great, by the way, the great American Freedom Radio, the only radio network of any real importance that I'm invited to come on and speak on anymore. I don't know what I did to all these other people. I guess they'll have their argument, but I'm not allowed to even be on networks, even as a caller on some of the networks. And you guys are always so nice. In fact, the only time I was ever on a network where people treated me with the same respect I treated them was American Freedom Radio. And I've really actually over the last couple of months gained a whole new respect for them, for you, for Danny, for everybody over there. And I appreciate, as much as people probably didn't like me over there, they were professional. They didn't take it on the air. They had some personal problem. You know, they don't like how I cook a steak or whatever, you know, so, or how my hair is cut or some stupid thing. But no, I mean, I'm just saying that there's good stuff that's happening in New Zealand. I know there is, because I have friends there too. That people, I hate the word waking up, so let's not use that, but people have become aware of their circumstances, and maybe they're not pushing back all the way yet, but they're starting to. And can you see the gains yet? Or because here we can see the gains.
Well, you know, I was thinking we could brand it in a very propagandistic fashion and say that people have become aroused to the truth.
Ho, ho, ho.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. And I think that you're right. There is a lot of good stuff going on here right now. Chief among them, I think there's a bunch of people working away here with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Sean Elias, to reestablish individual sovereignty for people so that the government won't have that kind of dictatorial power that they do now, ownership over your birth certificate, stuff like that. So that's something that's deep in the works.
And are the people getting excited about that like they are here? I mean, because here is...
No, this is...
tries to shut
this is hush,
down.
Hush. This is hush, hush, and this is the first time anybody's ever said this on radio. Like, this is pretty big. and that's the way it is here in this country.
You guys are subjects there. So
oh, yeah.
We do have to understand that little...
Well, you have no rights in a parliamentary sovereign democracy. Not in New Zealand. I mean, the Prime Minister is a dictator. He is capable of appointing his entire cabinet. No elections, no whatsoever. I'm not sure when the heck they're ever going to declare who the heck their funders are, because I've sent them an email or two asking them who their funders of over 15 grand were, and never get a response. So, I don't know. The whole thing just stinks to high heaven. But here's the problem they have. Every single part of the country that I broadcast in and talk to people in, which is pretty much the length and breadth of the country, we kind of notice that everybody has, in their town, some kind of tick on their back, and they're going after it. Okay, like if there's a corrupt politician in the town, you can find somebody who's actually already involved trying to expose them, and they're getting, roughed up by the police or something like that. So they cause a huge pug and panic, and the media doesn't report it. In fact, they release slanderous lies and call the cops on them and things like that. It's happening all over the place, and it's endemic. That whatever community is being taken over by tyrannical scumbags, there are good, decent people waiting there and working every single day against them. You can be sure of that. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Jack Blood from Deadline Live. And we'll be right back after the...
Deadline.
Deadline.
Hip hop.
On AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Welcome back to the Mini Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about being musical in the face of utter annihilation, to the Mini Eastwood Show. The show that's all about brainwashing you into becoming a mindless slave zombie. My very special guest is Jack.
I'm not special at all. I'm just like everybody else.
Yeah, I think everybody's special, Jack. That's why I call every single guest my very special guest.
Right on.
it's just that, you've been in the game a long time, the thing is, and many people don't last that long. They just give up, go back to their jobs, go back to their lives, or what have you.
Isn't that the truth? That is the truth. I mean, I know there are many truths, but that is... People really don't last very long in this business. It's harrowing. It's literally like being a pitcher for the Yankees for a couple of years. I mean, you... After about 2 years of it, you can't take it. It's really hard. No, it is really hard, and I commend people that do it for a week, let alone a year. And you better believe it. I've been doing it every day, every hour, every minute for 10 years straight. So,
10 years, a long time. I'm like into year three. And I'm starting to lose motivation to tell you, Jack, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. Because you're a person who's motivated, and you've been doing it for a long time. You obviously know what you're doing. You're networking with a lot of different politicians and activists and people all over the place. And, I guess I'm just seeking a little bit of guidance.
Well, listen, two things. If I didn't drink, I would have never made it. And the other thing is I've really had to learn this the hard way about this last year, especially the last 6 months, is when someone comes and offers you a bunch of money, take it. Now, you don't have to sell out. You don't have to say anything or do anything that's against, but just take the freaking money, okay? I had like a million opportunities to make a ton of money doing this, and I turned it all down because I didn't want that brand on me. But let me tell you, when it all goes, you know, away and new people come up and you're just floating out there, it's nice to be able to feed yourself. So those are my words of advice, is be a product, be a producer, get out there and sell yourself, which I know you do. You're really good at that. And that's for everybody else, too. The people in this world are not going to respect you if you don't take the money. They won't. And I thought they would, and so I fought all these years and fought off the wolves and made all those decisions to never take the money, and we've had huge amounts of money waved in front of us, and and we never did it, but because I wanted to hang on to my reputation. You know, I'm from Seattle. If you make it big, it's you got to kill yourself, you know? So it's kind of a mental disorder, right? But I couldn't do it. And that, I'm telling everyone else right now, I'm going to tell everyone else every time I talk to anyone is if you get an opportunity to be successful in any way, just do it. Just really do it because you're not as bad as what's going on on cable news. You're not a repeater. You're not a piece of crap for being successful, really. So I highly recommend that people find a way to monetize their work and not just keep giving it away for free all the time. It sets a bad, ugly precedent, and then you end up like me, you know, blackballed from every news orifice in the world and broke. You know, I'm very proud of the work I've done, and I'm in a very good class because I look at my my peers, the people that I respected coming up, and they all are broke or dead. So, yeah, I guess I, you know, followed those examples. I wanted to preserve the most honest aspect of the work of being an activist and fighting for liberty, for freedom, for the truth. But, hey, man, it's not really a bad thing to find a way to make money on that. And you have to do it. If you don't do it, you'll die. You'll go away. You'll either be so bitter and frustrated that you can't do it anymore, or you won't be able to afford to do it anymore. And a lot of the people that listen to your show, Vinny, they're in the business, okay? They're blogging. They're doing Facebook. They're writing music. They're doing something. You know, they're producing stuff. And what is the, and I'm a free market guy, what is the rule in this world that if you produce stuff, you shouldn't be able to sell it? You know, so no, I don't want this to go too far, but I have to say that. Those are my rules. That's my advice to people. One, drink. The other, you know, I mean, it'll help get you through some of the rough patches or find something.
Okay.
Don't take pharmaceuticals. Don't take them. Don't take one. Don't take narcotics. See, I don't do any of that. I smoke marijuana and I drink, you know, not every day, but when I have to, and it will get you through the rough patches. And then the other thing was, again, you're not selling out if you've monetized your work. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Just because you're selling something doesn't mean you're selling out.
Well, tell that to the people on the internet. I mean, we had a gold sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
We had a gold sponsor about a year ago, and they were, man, we did all this research on them, and they were the most stand-up of all the people, and they had to make big buys. They didn't do small buys, only did big buys. That pissed off a lot of people. But they would ship it to you. They wouldn't rip you off. I mean, I really did a lot of work to find the best gold person. Well, the second I put him on the air, it was like, I'm a gold bug, and now all I do is sell gold, and everything I say means nothing. And that's a wrong attitude to have. And meanwhile, these very same people are buying, going to Walmart and shopping and supporting, you know, cable news hosts. So you're the hypocrite, not me.
Yeah, well, look at it this way. If somebody puts in like 16 hours a day or something like that, and the content that they're producing gives activists a voice, tells the truth, enriches people's lives. In fact, I've even had one listener make contact and say that this show prevented him from committing suicide.
Yeah,
you know, so because we just I take everything a little bit less seriously, and that's basically why I do it as well, is because I feel like I'm needed. And you're right, Jack. You've got to take the money because, for heaven's sake, if you don't take it, if you don't ask for it, then you won't be around much longer to provide that stuff that really enriches people's lives.
And that is your job as a producer, is you've got to monetize what you've produced, whether it be art, whether you go out and draw pictures on the sidewalk, or you do mime on Hollywood Boulevard, you know, whatever it is, you play music, you should be paid for that. On the other side, though, and this is really, really important, and I hope everybody listens to this, and I know I'm going to get nasty letters, and at this point, I don't care, but as a consumer, and I'm a consumer, too, we're all consumers, we all buy stuff, I vote with my dollars. So I want to make sure that, you know, if I'm donating to a money bomb or something, I'm not giving it to a guy who we won't talk about, whose initials are AJ, who, you know, has a money bomb, rich parents, giant benefactors, massive ads, and then does a $500,000 money bomb and, you know, pays his rent. You know what I'm saying? You vote with your, and that's just one example. You vote with your dollars. You vote with your dollars. So if you like the Jay Leno show, and I like it better since they had Joe Rogan and Ron Paul on the other night, that was something to see here in the States. But, everything you pay for, you buy Illuminati cigarettes, Illuminati whiskey, or, you know, you pay into the NAFTA drug war system to buy your drugs. I mean, every cent you spend is your life force, and you're voting. You're voting with every cent you spend. So as consumers, we have a responsibility to be responsible with how we spend that money. Every cent is a vote. And as producers, I think we have an obligation to monetize what we do. And it's very easy to get caught up in this whole thing where, well, if I do good work, they'll all come to me and they'll all give me money and they'll all pay for my work. It isn't that way anymore. You've got to get out there. You know this, Vinny. You got to get out there, market yourself, Facebook, put the lists out. You know, the people that are successful in our business, call it the alternative information business, they're hard workers, man, and they're emailing me 5 times a day. These guys are doing everything they absolutely can, not to cash in from the information. The information is first, but to get paid for their work. And if we don't do that, then we're irresponsible. And let's remember that the world citizens, the all 7 billion of them, allegedly, are a bunch of masochists. They really are. So if you don't monetize your work as a producer, as somebody who produces something out of nothing, then they don't respect you. So I want people to understand all of that because, again, you know, I remember when I came in and there were guys like me that had been around for 10 or 20 years, and I always respected those guys even when everyone else bashed them. But some things they would say, you know, I had to learn it the hard way. And I'm telling people now this, and I'm not giving up by any means. I have to cut back and scale back because we have no money. We have no, this is the first time, Vinny, in my entire career, in 16 years of media and radio, that I'm not getting paid 1 cent to do what I do. And I just did a show today, a podcast. It's going to take me 16 to 17 hours to edit and get online, you know? And hey, I love volunteering and doing the work. You know, I do it all the time. You ask anybody in Austin, I show up for everything. I'm at every activist deal on the front lines. You know, I do all of that, and I don't mind doing it. But at some point, you know, if I'm writing a book or I'm writing articles or I'm publishing a website every day, I mean, isn't it? I'm not saying it's worth $1 million, but is it worth $10? Is it worth $15? You know, so we've gotta be the free market entrepreneurs out there, whether it be information or music or art or, you know, making widgets.
I think we should learn a lesson from the New World Order and form a truther business cartel. You know, just a truther radio shows, truther businesses that sell gold, food, whatever. And then they all form ranks and operate as a collective to undercut all the big agribusiness and all of these other guys and underbid them and all of that kind of stuff to throw them out of business. And then once they're all out of business, New World Order's got no leg to stand on, financially speaking, in the general economy. So they're screwed. But the way to do this, I think, is just like you said, a lot of volunteer work does have to go in because... Hey, yeah, it's very hard to make money out of doing this.
Well, no, maybe you're an apprentice for a while and you got to work in the trenches and you know, be an intern. That's fine. I'm all for that. In fact, I'm more for being an intern or an apprentice than I am for going to college for $200,000 a year for a worthless degree. So, you know, we can figure out these priorities. That's not a problem. But let's at least have that conversation. And maybe it's taboo. I'll see when I get a bunch of nasty letters, who knows, from what we're talking about. I don't want to make the whole show about this, but you asked me what it was, and that's what it is. And if you want to survive out there in the information business, because it is a business, you've got to monetize it. And as a consumer, you've got to realize that Walmart will cease to exist tomorrow. Goldman Sachs will cease to exist tomorrow. JP Morgan, these people, I mean, I know they might morph into something else, and God knows they own 50% of the airlines and the pharmaceutical companies and blah, 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 but we can pick them off one at a time, and that's the one thing I like about, well, there's about 10 other things I like about the Occupy Wall Street movement, Vinny, but they seem to be tuned into this. The world seems to be tuned into this, and if I was a giant, massive, multinational conglomerate, I'd be pretty freaking worried right about now.
Yeah, and so they should be. And truth is all over the place. They're working hard out every single day. Right, that's the only way we can actually get any progress is the small determined minority working day after day for a better world. Reminds me of that little children's story of the little red hen, how she goes around asking everybody else to give her a hand making some bread, and in the end of this, none of them want to help her, so she winds up having to cook it herself. And then as soon as it's ready and the smell's in the air and everybody's going, man, that bread looks absolutely fabulous, can I have a slice? She says, no, you didn't help. And you ain't getting any of this bread. And as a result of somebody doing that, you know, being there, doing the work themselves, having everybody else show up after the fact. Like, there's an activist here called Penny Bright, and she calls up talk radio almost on a daily basis to spread the issues of the day. She's a great hijacker, very effective person. She does, you know how some people will like kind of be an activist into the breeze, you know, when nobody can hear them, nobody can see them, anything like that. There's nothing going on. You know, not effective activism. She's a real effective lady. And you get people calling up talk radio going, oh, she just needs to get a life and get a job. Hasn't she got anything else to do? And it's like, well, if you have something better to do than serve humanity and try to rid it of massive corruption that is all over the freaking place and destroying people's lives minute by minute, second by second.
That seems to be pretty valuable to me. But look, and this is going to be the modicum. This is all going to change. Now everything has changed. Now the person that goes out and fights for liberty and freedom and the person that goes out and gets on the soapbox, they're going to be revered as they have not been for about 100 years. Maybe it's just the old snake eating its tail and we're coming back around in this circle. And hey, you know, I'm not that smart. I can't tell you what it is, but it seems to be coming around. I got to play. Let me play the bumper when we come back.
All right. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Jack Blood is my guest. We'll be right back after this break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Join us in the chat room.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-8255. 9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Jeb Bush, op-ed, Wall Street Journal, people singing its praises today. I mean, is it really possible that Jeb Bush could enter the presidential race?
I was talking to a lot of conservative insiders today, and they're pining for Jeb Bush to jump in. But I doubt that he is. People who are close to Jeb Bush still say he's not running. Only if it was a fantastic situation where there was a broker convention, which is really not going to happen. But in that situation, maybe Bush gets in, but I doubt it's going to happen.
Conservative insiders are pining for Jeb Bush.
Grandma got indefinitely detained now, trying to come visit Christmas Eve. You could claim she had a right to counsel, but some folks in the Congress disagree. She was flying home to our house when she got stopped by TSA. Thought she might be Abdul Muttalib when they had a look at Grandma's old x-ray. Her hair had recently been colored. She paid cash for her Christmas gifts. Two things apparently the Congress has determined might make you a terrorist. Grandma got indefinitely detained now, trying to come visit Christmas Eve. They took her rights in order to protect her rights. The most genius plan ever in history. But see, we need to have these powers to help protect this free country. But if it takes these steps to do so, what is it exactly we are protecting?
Ah, now it's a good eye thing.
Combatants.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
And well, you heard it. As I predicted at the end of last year, Jeb Bush,
man,
Jeb Bush is getting into the race at this point. That's all the talk here. There isn't a good Republican to be found anywhere. They've looked under every rock. They've tested every piece of slime. And now it's down to Jeb Bush and maybe Sarah Palin. They've got to bring in new people. Why? Because Ron Paul is about to start winning primaries, which means they don't count. And even governors in this country are saying primaries are no longer counting. They're not really worth anything if Ron Paul wins them. Now, it's one thing to say that. If it's a straw poll, if it's an online poll, if it's money raising or giant crowds at every event he goes to. But now they've changed the rules to say the primaries don't even mean anything. And the people, the conservatives in this country are calling for Jeb Bush. That's how bad things are gotten. And then grandma got detained by the TSA on the way home for Christmas, which, of course, is a big call out to the military detentions bill, the National Defense Act of 2012, the NDAA, Section 1031, brought to you by Posse Comitatus.
Oh, I'm very, very upset by that whole situation because, as somebody who loves one's country, it kind of grinds on you somewhat to know that loving one's country is now a crime. And they're going to arrest you and detain you indefinitely and probably secretly execute you by military tribunal.
Vinny, just me being on this show means that I could be indefinitely detained. Now, they've already got the Patriot Act for this, the John Warner Defense Act, and a myriad of, I don't know if that John Adams Sedition Act is still going around. But I know the Logan.
I don't know, Jay. Okay. I think you should definitely be detained.
I feel detained right now being on your show, actually.
Indetained.
Incontinent, I think, would be a better term.
Yeah, well, speaking of incontinent, you made a comment over the break about, you know, Vinny, what's with you guys and your vowels? And as I said, we have a lot of Monsanto products on our food.
As you seed? It's said, not seed, said. Seed is a whole different word.
As I said, we've all developed bowel cancer, as it turns out.
That's what's in the Monsanto food.
Yeah, and I was back to Jeb Bush. What kind of a country even considers having a person named Jeb as the head of it? Okay. What do you want to do? Elect a clampett to government.
Well, I live in a country, but in a country, yes, Jeb Bush could be president. Another Bush could be president. But that's the plan, isn't it? To make things so bad that you would be begging for a Bush to come back. And it's working.
Oh, my God.
Well, not for very many people, thankfully. No. Used to be like when after 9/11, Bush had a 90-some percent approval rating. And this is after he lost those spies in China. You know, I first started my show, Deadline Live, just a month or two after Bush went into office and several months before 9/11. And he was having all kinds of problems. You know, he lost the Chinese, took some guys as spies. He couldn't get them back. I mean, he was Jimmy Carter almost. And then he had 9/11, and then he had the 90-some percent approval rating. And we all remember that. But I'm sure after Poppy Bush, and they call him Poppy because he is the master of poppies everywhere, if you know what I mean. And no one thought at that point there'd be another Bush. Before Poppy Bush got into office, and let's remember that he really ran the Reagan administration after he had him shot. But, yeah, Hinckley was friends with the Bushes and, you know, all of that. But at that point, and he only had one term, I don't think anyone in the world ever thought there'd be a Bush back in office. But there is going to be. And there was. There was Bush Jr. for 8 years. And Jebby is knocking at the door. Well, Jeb has a son, George P. Bush. And he is half Mexican and half American, which kind of puts him in the perfect spot. Meanwhile, Chelsea Clinton is out there getting points. And we don't know if she could be president. Now, if you've seen Hillary Clinton lately, you could see that the witch is really taking her over. She doesn't even care about her appearance anymore. She's too busy causing riots in Russia and overthrowing countries to actually care about what she looks like. And I'm not judging a person by their looks. God knows. Look at me. But Clintons and Bushes, Bushes and Clintons, Clinton and Bushes, Bushes and Clintons, you know? And if Jeb Bush jumps into this race, I'm not saying he's going to win. I don't know. I think that's more for the next one. But and he'll have to take on Rand Paul in that race. That'll be fun. But just the thought that they're even considering it, it's sheer lunacy.
Yep. I'd say that's the whole system to a T, isn't it? It all seems really crazy, and that's because it is. Because it was designed by incredibly crazy people who don't freaking listen to anybody else. They think that their idea for the world is the only idea that could ever be advanced, and everybody else needs to shut up and be detained indefinitely.
And the inmates are running the asylum.
Grandma got indefinitely detained now.
Everybody.
Never made it home on Christmas Day.
No, where's Grandma?
Always wanted to live in Miami. At least now she's just 90 miles away.
Please stop molesting my grandma. Vinny, I had to get up at the state capitol here a while back and stop them from molesting children and grandmothers. My first sentence was, why am I up here standing here protesting this? Why is this even happening? What kind of crazy world do I live in that I've got to get up and tell you to be activists against molesting my children at the airport? But, you know.
It's freaking retarded. The whole thing. And I think that's why people get driven a little bit mad by it and get so angry. Because of how freaking stupid it is. Like, you ever meet somebody who's so freaking stupid that it just drives you crazy? Imagine an entire world of those people and imagine that they're the ones making the rules. That's why people are getting so angry in the truth movement. That's why people are starting to find, you know, little problems with absolutely everything and criticize everybody for no decent good reason, making stuff up, flying off the handle, having temper tantrums. A lot of truthers are starting to go a little bit nuts. Have you noticed this, Jack? I'm sure you must have experienced this kind of behavior from other talk radio show hosts or things like that. People who just like are more than they appear and have a different side to them that they did basically they don't show.
Yeah, they're like Jeb Bush. But the truth, hey, look, I mean, it all breaks down to this, okay? We know, we can see, we know, but we're only paralyzed by the fear of doing something about it. And I've always said that once you know, and I think I just heard Ron Paul say this in the last debate, once you know about it, you don't get off the hook anymore. So I warn you now, if you keep listening to this show, you might find something out that will reverse any conscience you have to make you, to force you to go out and do something about it. You know, we only need 1,000 people in this country. In this country. If I had 1,000 people in Texas, I could rule Texas. I don't want to rule it. Again, land of the blind, okay? I'm not here to be John Adams or whatever and take over so that I can be the fascist. And I'm not going to mention the other AJ names, but, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is a lot of people that they just don't like how things are run and they want to run them and they want to be the fascist. What was it that Bush said as soon as he got elected, or was it before he got elected? I don't mind if there's a dictator as long as I'm the dictator, you know? And I'm sure that Obama thought the same thing and all these other guys are drooling at the fact that they'll get to be then you get to be president. And as Bill Hicks says, they show you that film, that mysterious angle from the Kennedy assassination you've never seen before. And then you ask, well, what's my agenda? And they say,
yeah, hey.
Bomberan.
You're put there to do a job. You're selected. You're groomed. And then you're elected.
After being selected. But so we don't want to be the fascists. We just want to do a little part in our little society. But once you know about it, you can't stop. You can't sleep. You know you got to do something.
Yeah. And people ask, oh, what should I do? And the thing is, the answer to this, everybody, is exactly the same. Anything you can. There are a million things you could be doing. All you got to do is figure it out because it's your life and take some responsibility. Save your country, save yourself, save your family, and don't waste it all. because that's exactly what the New World Order wants you to do, because they want everything that you got. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back.
No fear of doom.
Welcome back to the show that's got no fear of doom. Has no taboo topics. No shame, and no underwear on. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Check it out. GorillaMedia.co.nz. We've been posting some pretty nasty articles lately. And here's something you might resonate with, Jack. Jack was my guest. What was his name? There's this lady. She's now been appointed like the new Uber minister. She's like the Hillary Clinton of New Zealand. And there's some
Condoleezza Rice.
No. In fact, it's cauterize her eyes. And she's been reelected, you know, to her little platform there. And there was a bit of controversy about the vote counts. And so what they've done is they've cancelled out all the people that, instead of ticking the box, put an X in it to signal which one they were voting for. They cancelled all those out, and the resulting vote was that she won. Isn't that lovely? Right, that's
for me. I mean, this is the other thing they're doing in Iowa at the first primary. It's really a caucus, but I know I can't say that on the radio, but I just did. No, what this is the other thing. Anonymous, who is basically responsible for the Occupy Wall Street movement, et cetera, et cetera. There's a big Soros group, but let's not. Well, we can get into that if you want. We will. Maybe we shouldn't. But they have threatened to hack. That's right, through electronic voting machines, the Iowa vote. So even if Ron Paul wins in Iowa, now. You have to follow me here because I wrote an article about this saying it's a conspiracy, Ron Paul and the Iowa conspiracy. It's on my site, deadlinelive.info. And I've written that the whole putting Ron Paul to win Iowa is a Mitt Romney conspiracy that all of the media is in on because they want Mitt Romney to run against, what's his name? Barry Obama, cousin Barry Obama. They want that to happen. So that's part of it. But they also don't want him to win because, you know, it could, if he wins by too much and it's overwhelming, it could cause a tidal wave that could carry to New Hampshire and around the country. And next thing you know, Uncle Ron has the nomination. So then they brought in this. This just came out today on Drudge Report in America that Anonymous is going to hack the election. So now, no matter what happens in Iowa, and this isn't an election, it's people voting on paper ballots, okay, in a caucus. Again, I said it on the air. They're going to, you know, just vote. There's paper trails for all of this, and they ask the Ron Paul campaign. They go, well, we'll take a little longer, but we'll just count the votes. But this is the story. They're spinning through all of America. Meanwhile, they're also spinning this whole other issue of we can't post anything on our website that's copyrighted. And let me tell you, that is the evil empire that's coming into your website. That's coming, and we've talked about this for years. But isn't that nice? It's a perfect storm. Everything is working perfectly in Iowa. I would love to be an Iowan right now because you're being called stupid, dumb, you can't control your elections. And by the way, and I love this, it just... electronic voting can be hacked, really, by some hackers on the internet. Then let's get rid of it. Oh no, let's not get rid of it.
You know? Because then we can't hack it with the special source code that we have. You know, the Big Mac. It's the Big Mac special source code.
And, they said that you can hack it, but no, let's not do away with the system, but let's just do away with Ron Paul. Just like on Bill O'Reilly the other night, he was grilling, Mittens Romney, M-Rom, as I call him, and because he's like a machine, he's like a robot, and he was saying, well, you know, Ron Paul's crazy. He's nuts. He wants, it's not that he doesn't want Iran to have the bomb, it's just that he wants them to nuke us with that bomb. But what are you going to do, Mitt Romney? So this is Bill O'Reilly telling, you know, Mittens, he's, you know, M-Rom, he's, you know, what are you going to do about it then? You know, this is what Ron Paul's going to do about it. He's going to give them the bomb, and he's going to help them nuke America with the bomb. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to bomb them? And Mittens is going, you know, M-Rom, he's like, I'm going to bomb Iran. He's like, well, that will start World War III. Well, wait a minute. Hold on, everybody just stop for 1 second. So if you're going to bomb Iran, it will cause World War III, which is what every candidate is calling for except Ron Paul in this country. Or you don't bomb Iran and they bomb us. What a nice little scenario. What a nice little picture they painted for us.
And how do you like that picture, ladies and gentlemen? The caller number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. 85-25 to get on the air with Jack Blood and me. And we'd like you to call in right now, if you can. You know, shilly shally. Don't dilly dilly. And I was thinking about the election process and the whole thing. How can we trust the elections at all now? It's so corrupt. Absolutely mind-bogglingly quagmired and scumbaggery. In all levels of it, you know, from the vote counts to the advertising campaigns to the people who fund the parties to all, every single scumbag in the party themselves, practically having business interests on the outside that they wind up advancing through their work in government. It's just a big
hold on, nest of vipers. Wait 1 second. Just hold on 1 second, because the people funding Ron Paul, and I'm not shilling for Ron Paul, but this is a fact. The people that are funding Ron Paul, who wants to get us out of all the countries in the world and stop this military adventurism and interventionism, they're his biggest supporters. And guess who his other big supporters are? In government. Yeah, this just came out here in stateside, is that the biggest supporters of Ron Paul, other than the military, are people who work in the government, and he's threatened to cut all their jobs.
Well, mate, hello. I think that they got real problems then, don't they?
No, but hello.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not going to cut a lot of jobs. It's going to put, you know how much money it costs to employ one federal worker with benefits? It's up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars per employee. So let's just say we take $1 million. It's like putting a guy in jail. It's going to cost him. It's going to cost us, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep guy in jail. Let's just take that money and put him in a penthouse, right? And serve him steak and give him hookers at that point. And give him the drugs. It's cheaper than putting him in jail. So people are starting to see this illusion for what it really is. The curtain is pulled back a little bit. And so government workers, nobody wants to cut government like Ron Paul. They're all like playing around. This is Plato. Okay, not the philosopher, but the actual, you know, kids modeling clay. It's Plato, because you're going to cut all these jobs, and those are the people that are voting for you. You're going to get rid of the military for the most part on foreign lands, and those are the people that are voting. What do they know that we don't? That's the question to the callers. Give out the number, Finney, because I think it would be really hot for us right now to have some calls, really.
Yeah, 218-339-8525. This is Jack and Vinny pleading for your calls right here on American Freedom Radio.
Any question you have, we will answer. Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, we've got all the hubris of Vinny Eastwood and all the lifelong experience in turning down money of Jack Blood. There is no question that either one of us can't answer.
And that's on the teaparty.com today. I read that headline.
The what?
Teaparty.com. I read the headline. Vinny and Jack tonight, just as you said it. There are multiple spinoffs here in the States of the Tea Party, and they send me headlines. Hey, this is what I was trying to tell people that you're doing this work. You need to get that mailing list and hang in there with RET Party and Vision to America. I mean, I'm just looking at my email list now. I am Patriot Depot. I'm on everybody's list somehow. Democrats.com. Here's one. You want to hear what they say? Don't let right-wingers restrict birth control access. This is their main issue right now. No, not bombing Iran, not World War III, not the country going broke, not a massive police state, not that no one can't walk down the street without showing their papers. Birth control. It's a huge thing with voters, and I'm reading this off my email list right now. They're bringing it in. Tea Party.
Sorry, Jack, I got to worry about the future of the Tea Party and so much else, because you think back about how massive tyrannies actually managed to round up people, capture them, put them in camps, etc. You know, that's how they do it. They get everybody who belongs to any particular group, and it makes them much easier to target. And we have the board just lighting up right now. We have like three callers. So, Jack, if you'd like to take those callers now, caller number one, area code 714, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
You've been on there for 45 minutes, mate.
Oh, I didn't even notice. I was just listening to you guys. It's pretty cool. You guys had a lot to say. The gentleman, who's the other gentleman that's speaking?
It's Jack Blood. And what is your first name, might I ask, sir?
I'm Thomas Carroll. I'm out here in California. And the gentleman had some great things to say. I really enjoyed his talk about the economics. But I'm real interested in what Newt Gingrich had to say the other day about the judges, because I think that opens up the doors for the true law enforcement in this country to go arrest every one of the son of a bitches. And
it makes the president a dictator.
I think they're arresting him too. I mean, all of them. I mean, they've all put laws on the books that are illegal. They're all criminals, and they are criminals by their own words.
They all haven't done it. There's good judges and bad judges, but that's...
No, I'm talking about the judges writing the subpoenas to arrest the people in Congress, the people that are making the laws that are illegal, the ones that are violations of the Constitution.
That's a great comment. So you think that maybe Newt, and it's spelled N-E-U-T, like neutered. He is.
That sounds right.
He's fighting against the judges because the judges might come arrest him. I know you're.
Well, I mean,
that, I'm exploring.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he said something really stupid, and I think it'll wake some of the judges up to say, "Hey, they might come after us." And the judges say, "You know, we need to arrest these bastards because they're making laws that are in violation of the Constitution."
That's great. That is great. Vinny, what do you say? I love that. What if the judges fight back for neutered Gingrich?
No comment.
No, he's talking.
He's
very quiet.
I'm thinking more they're thinking of themselves and thinking of the American people. There must be some good judges out there.
Themselves and the politicians. What he's talking about is dictatorial powers. This is the problem with Obama. If you don't like Obama, you ain't going to like Newt, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to be a dictator. Yeah. But the judges are going to come back and say, really? Because now I've got an arrest warrant for you. What you've just done is unconstitutional, and you're a treasonous snake. I mean, they can
fight. All these laws they're making are illegal. They're illegal. They're according to our Constitution.
It should be pretty straightforward. If you break the law, you go to jail.
Exactly.
No, if we think you're going to break the law, you go to jail. That's the rule in this country. If there's a possibility that you have thought once that you could break the law, you're going to jail. That's the problem.
But and it'll be Tom Cruise who puts the manacles on you.
Your caller has just said something that the whole mainstream media missed, and I'll be the first to say I missed it. This is a really important point. He picked a fight with the third branch of the government, and if they fight back and start subpoenaing, they can subpoena these guys. They can call these guys up. I'd love to see that fight, wouldn't you?
I'd like to get them all in jail. The Oath Keepers can round up all the sheriffs and marshals and arrest a whole bunch of them.
Yep, I think mass arrests, form a posse, or several, all over the place, to round up this group of scoundrelly scumbaggery filth and put them on fair trials where they will...
I'm telling you, the public would love it.
Can I have your permission to write that article tomorrow? That is a big point. I'm so glad I did that show just because you brought that up. And I'm sorry I missed it. That has to be the article of tomorrow. I'm writing that article tomorrow. Judges fight back against the imperial powers of the executive branch. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. And Thomas, thank you so much for that call, man. You've been quite fabulous here today. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. I've been very, very much involved emotionally. I'm sitting here in a wheelchair, and I definitely want something to happen. And I want these guys to go to jail. From 9/11 on, I've been doing my due diligence, and I know what's going on. And it's time we all got together and did something.
And because you called up and you actually made the effort to actually hold on the phone for 45 minutes, you've definitely made some kind of a dedication, a symbol here. And I think Jack will definitely reward that with a decent article, eh, Jack?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you send your address to Vinny, we've got something for you, because that's such a good point. And I don't want to, you know, beat it up to death, but no one else in the came up with that. No, that's really the point. That is the point. And look, I love the three branches of government in this country to go to war with each other. I'm a big gridlock guy. I just want to see them all fighting each other and putting each other in jail and not passing any more laws. All laws are selectively enforced and political in nature. So it depends who you are. If you're BP and you have an oil spill, there's no law. All the regulations that were in place for BP to have that oil spill, and Halliburton that helped them, and Bechtel and everybody else, it didn't apply to them. In fact, they told the government what was going to happen, and the government had this United States government didn't even rank above BP at that oil spill. They couldn't even get in the perimeter. They were locked out, and you should listen to my, I do these podcasts now, Blood Bites World, it's called, and Number Two with Greg Palast. We go into this extensively, and it's true. So what good are regulations if they don't apply to everybody? But I'd love to see these different branches of the government fighting against each other, and I'm sure right now, as we say this, across the world, Jefferson just stood up in his grave.
Yep, divide and conquer works both ways. Thanks, Thomas, for your call. My very special guest is Jack Blood from Deadline Live. And after the break, we have two more callers, the Greek and Jason in Northern California. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Tuberculite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo. But I'm here now. So what you wanna do? How many dudes you really know can flow like this? Like this? Like this? Let's do it.
How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any, not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody.
Check, check to the mic, check. A 1-2 from a crew coming through. Are you hype yet? Nowadays everybody wanna talk, but we got some little scribe. Ain't got nothing when I'm up in the live. It can't run when you feeling the vibe. You know scribe is taking you high. Level with the double bass, vibration the place in your vertebrae. Y'all hit a man move like a RS. Super rude with the crew, I'm equipped like a body kit. Lyrically vibe burn quick, so 1 foot is missed out to his tongue like a steel fish. The skin and aches from the vent when they get described. I'm live like a 05, I got vibe like a beehive. But when I'm buzzing from the square to the pier by the seaside, I get y'all know the way that we ride around town on the down low. Never know what the flow pro drop, drop. Can't stop hip hop cause it don't stop. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
How many dudes you know flow like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any. Not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any. Not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this?
Welcome back.
I don't know anybody. Suck for the ride on cruise control.
Hey, welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We have a caller on the line. We have a caller to this show. Always an incredible contribution he makes. The Greek.
Hey, Vinnie. Thanks for having me on again. I hope I sound better than you do. You're hardly coming through.
Am I hardly coming through?
South in New Zealand is what it is.
Yeah, maybe too many Kiwis on the broadcasting antenna, maybe.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with broadcasting antenna, but fortunately I have an incredibly loud voice when I need to. Is that better?
Okay. Okay, yeah, okay, so, all right, so you're probably hardwired. All right, I can hear you. I really respect the comments and thoughts of the guest. Where do you start? I mean, he said there are many truths. I've always seen three various truths that seem to be hovering about, and I want to maybe expound on one aspect of it based on the perception of things that are documented versus things that are said. You guys are talking about Ron Paul, and you know the president is more important than people think. If you're familiar with the United States Code Title 50, or what's called the Executive War Powers Act, or the State of Emergency, that's all in Title 50.
Emergency powers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All of the branches of government were suspended in 1933-34, and it made the executive branch pretty much in more common terms a dictatorial status. And so all of these things, you know, there's nothing new under the sun.
They've done this with governors in states, too. So there goes your states' rights. I mean, I know the 10th Amendment is wonderful and everybody loves it here, states' rights. But the 9th Amendment gives us personal liberty. No one ever talks about that.
Yeah, but you know, the
what happened? The guy was,
I don't know.
Had a brilliant call and you guys cut him? Is that how you do it here?
No, he actually this has been happening on the show a little bit lately. We've had the Greek specifically been dropping out a little bit, but I just go ahead and talk whenever he kind of comes off, and when I ask him another question he starts talking back, right, Greek? Okay. Next caller.
Back and let's expand upon the point he made that the sweeping executive power has gone to the governors of states, and this is why they're saying states' rights are so big, because they want the governors to be the state that is the lapdog of the federal government here in the United States. So that's kind of a con game that's been a shell game that's been going on. That's why the 9th Amendment gets no play. You're not a 9ther, you're a 10ther. 10ther is bad. 10ther, you're a racist, blah, blah, blah. But this is the thing. I mean, let's talk about Ron Paul for just one more second, because what does he say? He gets up and says, I'm taking power away from the president. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, I have some certain powers. I'm going to use them. But I'm going to limit the power of the president. And I'd love to see governors go up and say the same thing. Now, I want them to oppose the federal government and stand, you know, for states' rights. That's fine. But individual rights are bigger. The 9th Amendment, and we can go into all that, but it's bigger than the 10th Amendment. The individual rights, individual sovereignty is way more important than state or national sovereignty. So you got a guy, and this is why Ron Paul is really taking a lot of shells right now. He's taking incoming flack because he wants to make the president less powerful. Every president that we've had in modern history has tried and done everything from Lyndon Johnson, from Nixon. I asked if you guys listen to my podcast out there, and you should. It rocks. It's the best thing I've ever done. I'm so proud of it. Blood Bites World. It's called at deadlinelive.info. I had Greg Palast on for our second edition. I asked him, I said, who would win the election here in the United States in 2012? He said Nixon. Okay. Obama Nixon, Barack Nixon, Mitt Nixon. You know, Nixon's going to win. Well, if Ron Paul wins, Nixon doesn't win. And maybe there's someone else. I don't know. Give it to Gary Johnson. I voted for Cynthia McKinney in the last election. You can take me to task for that. I didn't have a lot of choices. She's the only one that got up and asked General Myers, what about the drills on 9/11 and stuff like that? Where did the missing trillions go the day before 9/11? The Pentagon go? I mean, you know, that I'm voting for the truth the best I can, and I'm not perfect, but you know, he wants to make a less powerful executive government. And we just talked about with the last caller, what does Newt Gingrich want? He wants a more power. The guy's a freaking dictator. Okay. On Face the Nation, Gingrich said, basically, he was calling for martial law. Just be done with it. Okay, compel judges to testify. And hey, I'm all for holding them accountable. But all of these guys are rallying for a more powerful executive branch where we got one guy, at least, who's saying, I'm going to make it less powerful. Well, no wonder he's being attacked. So both of your callers are in perfect sync, Vinny.
And we'll go to the third one then, eh? It's Jason in Northern California. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Can you hear me okay? I'm on public transportation right now. All right, I had a question for Jack. I know you had a falling out with Alex Jones, and I just wondered maybe if you could elaborate on that a little bit and what's going on right now, if you've talked to him since. And also I would like to know what your views are on the Council for National Policy. It's like a little mini CFR, and you got Larry Pratt on the board. You have Rudy Giuliani, Oliver North, all this weird mixed match of members, and it's almost more secretive than the Bilderberg group. So I'd like to just hear your view on those two things.
No problem. Alex Jones was right. I was wrong. All right. You happy with that? I should have.
No, I had no idea.
I should have stolen everyone's work. I should have monetized myself. That's what we said in the first hour. He was right. I was wrong. And he used to tell me, you know, get out there and sell yourself and make all the money you can and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to, you know, tell any more stories than I've already told out of school. The reason that I went up against him finally was because he nixed. We would have gotten rid of Governor Perry, which would not be presidential candidate Perry right now. And Deborah Medina would be the governor of this state. And guys like me would be helping to run Texas, the biggest economy in the world. Okay. He didn't like that. And so that's why I finally had to speak out against it. As far as the Council for National Policy, it's very much like the Council for Foreign Relations, the CFR, or the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the RIIR, or the Club of Rome. They're like any of these groups, let's throw in Freemasons. They're not all bad. Just because you're part of it or you know somebody who was in it, it doesn't mean that you're a conspirator. And Larry Pratt, I don't know. I've done events with him. I still don't know. I'm not going to vouch for him. I'm not going to attack him. I got to say, though, that as far as Second Amendment stuff, there's only one other group. That's the National Association for Gun Rights in Dudley. And those guys over there, they're better than Larry Pratt's group, but not by much. And those guys have been really good fighters, and they fought hard. But I had him on my show once, and I asked him the very question you're asking me, Larry Pratt. And I asked him that. No, Jack Blood never asked any hard questions. I did. And I said, well, what do you think about this? And Dick Cheney's a big member. He's like, I love Dick Cheney. He's like my buddy. And I lost a lot of respect for him when he said that. So, but it doesn't mean
you had to pull those bumper stickers off your car that said, I love Dick.
Well, no, but, you know, right. Well, everyone knows I love Dick and all that, you know, and Virginia. But bottom line is, just because you're in the Council for National Policy doesn't mean that you're a conspirator. Like Michael Badnarik, I mean, there's all kinds of people that are involved in this. People that they don't think about this stuff the way we do. They're not thinking about it. You know, I went to Michael Badnarik was running for president, and I went, you have this Statue of Liberty with the torch as your big logo. And I went up to him and I said, you know, that's the Illuminati and blah, blah, blah. I could give the wrong impression. And they're like, well, that's what people say. And they're always judging us. I'm like, but that's what people think. And why piss people off? Why go out of your way to piss people off? Now, I love Michael Badnarik. He teaches the best constitutional class there ever was. I mean, it's a 10-hour class. You got to take it. But just because you're in the CNP or the CFR or any of these groups or American Enterprise Institute, the think tanks are the big thing now. In fact, actually, the big thing now is forget the Bilderberg group. Forget all these other things. Clinton Global Initiative. Okay, CGI, that is the thing where all the elites like Bill Gates, they're all Warren Buffett, this is the thing. Bill Gates will be president, Clinton will be president of the world if he lives that long. But just because you're in a group, my father-in-law is a Freemason, low level. He doesn't know anything about what they do at the Freemason. So it doesn't mean, it's not like guilt by association in that point, but just because you're really not aware enough to not know that you're part of this neocon thing, you definitely should get a check mark against you a little bit. Is that cool?
Yeah, I mean, you would think it's probably compartmentalized, you know. They might not know. I mean, Jerome Corsi's in it, too. And these guys think they're doing good, but the meetings are...
Corsi is a massive neocon. It would bomb the whole freaking world. No, that guy's dangerous. Jerry Corsi is dangerous. And I've interviewed him like 20 times. He's very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I listen to Alex Jones. I listen to, you know, everybody. You know, you just have to know. You have these other people like Project Camelot and, you know, the Way Out, you know, like the George Kavassalis and the people that talk about off-world things and, you know, the David Icke's and all that. But they all have something good to say, you know.
David Icke is an explorer. He's like an explorer. He doesn't ask for credibility like me. Jack Blood, that's my name if people listening don't know. I don't want credibility. I don't want that. And David Icke doesn't want that. So, but these other people do, and they do want credibility. Just do me one favor. Don't listen to Alex Jones for a month and then write me back and say, I didn't get the news. Because this is the thing, Vinny, is that if you don't listen for a month or go to their websites for a month, you'll still get all the news. You won't miss anything. You won't miss anything. But that's what they want you to think. Is that if you like slip for 1 second, you're not going to know what's going on. It's not true. You'll still get the news. It's like decades ago, I threw my TV off a 4-story apartment building. And for 2 years, I didn't have a TV. And I still got the sports scores, the news. I still got everything, man. And Alex Jones is just like that. He's the mainstream media. He'll be, I predict, in 2012, Alex Jones will have a show on CNN. All right? Write that down. I predict it. Okay? So there are good people and bad people, and most people have a good and a bad in them. You know, they're both. But one thing is, you don't need it. You don't need it. Take a month off and then write me back and go, I missed something. I know you won't.
No, you're exactly right. You can get it all. I get it all from Vinny. I get it. I mean, Vinny's one of my favorite, you know, talk show radio, you know, alternative media. So are the people from Orion and Oracle Broadcasting, like Popeye and Bill or Bob Tuscan. You know all those guys.
Bob is great. Yeah, he's an amazing activist that walks the talk. And that's what we want. And then we talked earlier about supporting people with your money. And, you know, would it really kill everyone listening to Bob Tuscan to give 99 cents for the 99% or do whatever you want? But would it kill you to go do that? And this is the thing. I got 50,000 people a month going to my website. It's not huge. It's respectable. If 50,000 people sent me 99 cents a month for all the work I did, 99 cents, would it really kill them to send that to me? I'd have $50,000 a month doing the work I do, and I would do more work. I would knock myself out.
Yeah, come on. If you can't do it, give money to somebody who can and just watch them go. You listen to the Vinny Acewood Show, and we'll be right back after the break with Jack Blood.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available.
Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
On the Vinnie Eastwood Show, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment here. Jack, you've got like a little track or something you wanted to play for us. Go right ahead.
They not only support what is known as the anti-tax movement, but believe that...
Hey!
What?
You gotta come down here.
Mercenaries have been deployed to deal with the situation.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to call Mike. Mike, put on Channel 33 News. They're talking about us. They got mercenaries coming. What do you think we should... We have a show today. I don't know. Call Jeff and come over right away.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's bring it back.
That's the almighty Terribles right there with Dave Cahill, one of the first truthers in this country. Dave did a solo gig that we'll never forget on Ed and Elaine Brown's front lawn. Danny Romero was there. American Freedom Radio was there. Everybody, Randy Weaver was there. And, well, all the people that fell out on the wrong side of that got life sentences in prison for resisting illegal taxes. Now, Ed and Elaine Brown, if they'd have paid their taxes, and, you know, we should all pay our taxes, that money would have all gone to bailing out giant too-big-to-fail multinational corporations and investment companies and funding wars for corporations. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of on the side of not paying your taxes in protest. But, yeah, the Almighty Terribles, they got a brand new record coming out, and I didn't play it now. That was their last one. The Almighty Terribles were not the only ones. The AlmightyTerribles.com. Dave Cahill, you'll find him in all the New York and Pennsylvania 9/11 truth, all the truther. Man, this is a guy that can really play music and is a great artist and musician and uses his craft in order to wake people up, man, and raise awareness. And I love that because art, the culture of all of this, forget all the politics, forget how much everybody knows. I know more than you. I got a bigger dick than you. I'm sorry I said that on the radio. But it's all about culture. It's all about fashion, culture, music. We know that. If Britney Spears says it, it's got to be true. If Lady Gaga says it, it's true. We are taking this back. And that's how the whole revolution kind of got started and then got taken over in the 1960s and in the 70s. We have cultural warriors out there. You look at a band called Muse. They play their song, their big song that incites global revolution at the Super Bowl. I mean, at big, giant sporting events. They don't listen to the words. People like it, so they play it. We've got to be able to go out and perform for truth. Perform for truth. I mean, you've got to get a good beard. Because we do that in Texas. We're keeping Austin Beard right now, right here and now. B-E-E-R apostrophe D, Beard. But, you know, it's the culture, Vinny, that's going to change this stuff. The politics, the rhetoric, the blogging, it's all great. But really, it's the music, the paintings, the T-shirts. I mean, that's the stuff that really changes society. And I like to get behind that.
Yeah, and some of the first people to get rounded up in a police state crisis, incidentally, are T-shirt manufacturers. If you're a T-shirt manufacturer and you want to plead for help, the number is 218-339-8525. You can call.
They killed Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain. I mean, you know, so that's how scared they are. They're not as scared of Ron Paul as they are of somebody like Kurt Cobain. Is that crazy for me to say?
Well, think about the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and what a massive mind control manipulation program their bands and their meteoric success really was and how much influence they could exert over society. That's the power of a band. No politician will pack a crowd of 100,000 people or something like that just to give a wee political speech, but you can be dang sure that a band can do that.
No, that makes the 100th monkey very true. People hear the music and they go for revolution. So, hey, look, I mean, that's why they killed John Lennon, they killed Jimi Hendrix, and they killed Kurt Cobain, and they killed Jim Morrison. And you guys can all argue that with me, and I'll sit with that debate. It is true. And so, and that's why that if you watch the Grammys or you watch any big commercial extravaganza in this country about entertainment, it's always going to be the complete Lady Gaga sellout, mind control Disney from kid. Like I was a Disney kid from 6 years old, and you guys know Freeman. Check out his work on this. It's amazing. And speaking of Dave's, Dave Cahill, we just plugged him. Dave McGowan wrote the ultimate series about Hollywood in the 60s, and he's got a book called Programmed to Kill that I think everybody should read. It basically translates into every serial killer was programmed. I mean, every serial killer. And you go all the way back to Charles Lindbergh, whose real name was Charles Manson. Yeah, they changed their name from Manson to Lindbergh, and it was Charles Manson, you know. And you start getting and fishing into this, all this cultural stuff. And what was it that changed China? What was it that changed China from a free market kind of laissez-faire society, say what you want about that, into a communist nation? It was a cultural war. Cultural wars work both ways. So again, I mean, let's vote with our dollars. Why is it that Dave Cahill, who we just played, or all the books we've mentioned on the show today, Vinny, or all like Poker Face, why is it that these people can't buy a hamburger and Lady Gaga has like $87 million? I mean, come on, really? Because we're voting with our dollars? So let's go out and find one more person not to vote for Lady Gaga tomorrow and vote instead for Poker Face. I mean, we could do that.
Yeah. And also, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, a judge rules against police legal opinion. Occupy Auckland to be evicted on Christmas Eve. Oh, mate, they're going to slap him with Santa's big sack. This morning, we received word that despite the legal submission by the area commander of Auckland Police, who found that Occupy Auckland are peaceful protesters expressing freedom of speech and utilising their legal right to peacefully assemble in protests, that the Auckland District Court, the great followers of tradition they are, has found in favour of Auckland City Council and ordered Occupy Auckland to vacate Altair Square by Christmas Eve 2011. This is breaking news. Occupy Auckland plans to appeal this judgment and defend the privileges under the Bill of Rights for the people of New Zealand. We'd like to express our appreciation to all our supporters and to ask them for any urgent assistance and or actions in solidarity that they are able to undertake. Please either come to the occupation with any ideas or resources that you may be able have available to you and undertake urgent outreach to supported networks to let everyone worldwide know of this gross injustice that is being perpetuated against Occupy by the court. And there will be a media release following the General Assembly tonight at 6 p.m. local New Zealand time. That's in about 4 hours from now. And there's also a video on. There's also a video on this NZ police first to submit evidence in court supporting Occupy protesters in court. So yeah, New Zealand police supporting Occupy protesters in court. You should be able to search that up on YouTube and have a look at that one. They might be the first police department in the world, might be, to actually submit in court in favour of the Occupy movement and say, look, they're peaceful protesters, they're lawfully allowed to be there, we're not going to evict them. They refuse to obey the council. So we'll see if they follow these orders. Jack?
No, they're going to get beat down on Christmas Eve. I mean, that's what the setup is. And let me tell you, this is all set up because there's going to be an American spring, and that extends to New Zealand and Australia and anywhere else. The spring, this coming spring, when the weather gets a little bit warmer, we're going to see the biggest chaos, fighting in the streets we've ever seen in modern times. Okay, I'm old enough to remember, you know, the last go around, and what happened to Jerry Rubin? Remember Jerry Rubin? He was the big, you know, communist agitator. They beat him down at Woodstock and all of that. But read his book, Do It, because it has a lot to do with where we're at today. He became a stockbroker, you know, and that's the truth. So the thing is all leading up to busting people, busting heads, and making it bad in order to give it credibility to come back in the spring. In the spring, not only are they going to come back here in the United States of America, they're going to come back where you're at, Vinny, and they are going to start taking Central and South America, because that is David Rockefeller's lifelong dream before he dies, which could be any day. And by the way, he walks around in the street, and I'm not saying to kill him. I would say, don't kill him. Don't break cameras and stuff, and don't resist. You know, I'm not saying, you just heard me, right? I'm saying don't kill David Rockefeller, who just walks around on the street. But his lifelong, his bucket list, on his bucket list, the final thing is to create an American union with a free trade area of the Americas, and an American Spring is going to break out here like no one's ever seen before. And the only way they can back that up is to make it happen all around the world. Get ready, folks. I'm telling you, get ready for this spring. It's going to be crazy. It really is. Here we go.
That's right. Any rock that's tossed into the pool, the ripples will be felt right around the edges. Don't be the one getting rippled. Be the one making them. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in. And thank you, Jack Blood from DeadlineLive.info, for joining me for this fabulous 2 hours.
Thank you for being bold above all else. Thank you.
All right, and we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Give me money and buy my DVDs.